My name is Kayla, and I'm an undergraduate student at ASU enrolled in History 494. The date is February 23rd, 2021. The time is 1:13 p.m., and I'm speaking with Beverly. I want to ask you a question about your pandemic experience, but before I do, I would like to ask for your consent to record this response for the COVID-19 archive. The COVID-19 archive is a digital archive at ASU that is collecting pandemic experiences. Do I have your consent to record your response and add it to the archive with your name?
You do.
Thank you. First, can you tell me your name, age, race, and where you live?
My name is Beverly Van Note. I am 61. I am of European American descent, and I live in Round Rock, Texas.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you a quick question about the pandemic. We've experienced a lot of changes in 2020, and many have been negative and disruptive, but perhaps it's not all bad. What's one positive thing you've experienced during the pandemic?
I think one of the most positive things I have experienced is not just finding new ways to connect with people, but finding deeper connections with some people. There are a group of colleagues from my workplace the four of us have a group chat or a group text going all the time. We text each other on a daily basis. We check in with each other to see how everybody's doing. We complain, of course, when things aren't going well, but we also really build each other up. Some of us have been through some really tough things in the past year. One of us has lost a mom. Another has a dad who is going into a nursing home. And we've all had struggles as instructors at trying to keep up with the added demand to our workloads, but we keep lifting each other up. And it's been a really helpful, positive aspect of this past year.
That's good. It's like you're helping each other through the pandemic, even though you can't mm-hmm. be together.
Exactly. We haven't seen each other in over a year now, but we're in constant contact, and it's been very, very helpful for all four of us. It's been a huge plus.
That definitely sounds like a silver lining.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. We've had other ways of interacting as well, but we occasionally meet via Zoom and that sort of thing. But most of the time, it's just those daily texts that keep us going, keep me going for sure. So especially with work. So and that's been the hardest part for me of the pandemic. So this has been a real silver lining to have that kind of support, to be able to reach out and ask a question whenever I have one about something, some technology that's not working the way I need it to, or something like that, or how to deal with this kind of issue with a student or with an administrator. It's been a big help to have that constant lifeline.
That's really good. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.